Vince is delicious. Vince is every inappropriate fantasy I've never had wrapped up into one package. This day is already going so much better than I could ever had anticipated. Maybe Lydia's plan isn't so nuts after all. See? Another coincidence. Who sells their virginity? No one, that's who. Especially not 22-year-old women with jobs and a history of being good girls. Yet here we are. Vince glances up from his desk as Sally announces our arrival. And when his eyes land on mine, they're just as devastating as I knew they would be. Except I don't think devastating is the right word. I need to thesaurus myself another word for his eyes later. A word that means I want to have his babies immediately. Maybe. It's still possible he'll annoy me when he speaks, so there's no need to get ahead of myself. No worries, though. If we don't click, we can still have sex, as long as he's willing to shut the fuck up. I wonder what he's into. He runs a gentleman's club, so I might need to be open to new things, but I've always prided myself on my adaptability, so I feel good about this. Lydia strides forward and sticks her hand out an introduction. Bless her heart. If she prepared a presentation for this meeting, I will die. I stroll up beside her as Vince rises and shakes her hand, a look of polite indifference on his face. He doesn't even check out her tits. This is nothing like the meeting I was expecting. Peyton, I tell him, holding out my hand when Lydia is done. His gaze flickers from her to me as he shakes my hand. He doesn't check out my tits either, which is disappointing. Gentlemanly, but disappointing nonetheless. They're really nice, my tits. To be fair, though, I did dress for a meeting with an old pervert, not one with my maybe future husband. This office looks much the same as the reception area we were just in. Expensive neutrals. A wood desk that looks like it would be comfortable on the pages of a high-end furniture catalog. Two sleek chairs placed before it for visitors, and a credenza behind with a single potted plant on the surface. I'm guessing that touches Sally's. It's a nice office. Polished, much like Vince himself. There's not even a casting couch. We sit. Vince flicking his wrist to check the time on his watch and announcing that we have 15 minutes. I glance at Lydia, waiting for her to start, but she looks like she wants to throw up. No worries. That's why I'm here. I'll distract Vince until Lydia pulls herself together. By distract, I mean I'll get to know him better. Do you have multiple girlfriends? I ask.
Excuse me?
Vince's expression barely changes. Like at all. He focuses on me, head tilted a fraction in my direction, but I know he heard me. It's not even that weird of a question considering where we are. You know, like Hugh Hefner did. His eyes narrow now, just a bit as he sizes me up. I try not to smile.
I run a gentleman's club in Vegas, not a lifestyle magazine.
He replies after a moment, refuting my question without really answering it. Same thing. I shrug and shake my head. The movement causes a lock of hair to tumble into my face, so I twist my lips and blow it away with a huff as I bring the cup of iced coffee to my lips, pausing before I take a sip. Anyway, do you? I shake the cup to stir what's left of my drink, an unnecessary habit causing the ice to rattle against the sides. Vince's gaze flicks from the cup to my lips as I take a sip. I suspect the ice rattling will drive him nuts before we've reached our first anniversary. I rest my forearm over the arm of the chair, the cup dangling from my fingertips as I settle back into the chair. It's a very comfortable chair. I wonder if the girls sit here to negotiate raises. Then I wonder if strippers get raises. They should, but I'll ask later because I don't want him to think I'm going to tell him how to run his business on our first date. I probably will tell him how to run his business, but that's besides the point. Vince is silent, and Lydia is still fidgeting in the chair beside mine, so I fill the void by explaining why we're here. I tell him that Lydia is in love with Reese, and that Reese is going to fall in love with Lydia, if he's not already, and then she'll move in with him and I'll have to get a new roommate.